Joining us on the Community Corner, Nancy Huffine, who's Development Director with AvaCare. And coming up on May 12th, it's their big Walk for Life. Nancy, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Barry. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
So, before we talk about the Walk for Life, a word about the good works of AvaCare.
Well, AvaCare is a life-affirming medical pregnancy care center, and we've been here serving the greater northern Shenandoah Valley area since 1988, so we're celebrating our 30th year this year. We're a Christ-centered facility, but we serve anyone in an unexpected pregnancy. Last year, we hosted more than 1,400 client visits here at the center, and that included providing pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, STD and STI testing and treatment for women and men. We do childbirth and parenting classes that are also open to both parents. And we have a post-abortion support groups for women who may struggle with a past choice. And a lot of people probably don't know this about us, Barry. We also present a Worth Waiting For program that highlights self-worth and sexual risk avoidance to area middle and high schoolers or any group where there are teens. And last year in 2017, we presented Worth Waiting For to nearly 1,800 students in our area. And all of our services at AvaCare are completely free of charge.
Excellent. Well, tell us about what's going on May the 12th with a big Walk for Life.
That's right. Saturday, May 12th at 10 a.m., we're holding our annual Walk for Life at a different location this year on the grounds of First Christian Church, which is on Amherst Street, sort of across from the hospital.
Right.
We operate entirely on grants and gifts and donations at AvaCare. We don't receive any government funding. And so this event is important for us because it raises a significant amount of our funding. We have a goal this year of $40,000 and a team goal of 40 teams for life. And I am pretty stoked that as of this phone call, we're just one team shy of the halfway mark, which is terrific because we've sort of really just started promoting the event in the last week or two. So we're very pleased with that. If anyone out there wants to join us, if you can recruit at least one more person to collect pledges and come to the walk with you, congratulations, you've just officially formed a team. So teams can come from businesses or clubs or schools or organizations, churches, small groups, book clubs, anywhere. People can join us for the walk as part of a team. If you're not part of a team, that's cool. Come with family and friends or just walk on your own. And kids are welcome. And the walk is going to begin at 10 a.m. with a check-in for registered walkers. And the actual walking portion lasts about 20 minutes. But folks tend to hang out with us because we've got lots of freebies that day. Anyone raising funds will get a free Chick-fil-A Be Our Guest card. If you're raising at least $125 or more, we'll give you a free T-shirt. And everyone who just comes to walk will enjoy some free pizza from Papa John's.
Excellent, excellent. So how do we register?
Well, we can register by visiting abacarepartners.org. That's abacarepartners.org. Everything you need is on our Walk for Life Central page there. There's a downloadable copy of the pledge form. There's instructions on using FundEasy, which is a super cool social media friendly option, and it's designed to share your own fundraising page with all your social media friends. Very cool and easy to set up. And again, the Walk for Life Central page is at abacarepartners.org, and the walk is Saturday, May 12th.
All righty. Nancy Huffine is Development Director with AvaCare. Thanks for being with us on the Community Corner. Good luck on the 12th.
Thanks, Barry.